Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Monday, October 5th, 2020. Stand up for your country. Well, I bet you were following the COVID President Trump news over the weekend, and the coverage was terrifying. It was terrifying. And I'm going to go through it. I'm going to walk you through it. And I'm not going to spare anybody's feelings. I'm going to name the names. It was awful. Because, look, this is a huge story. President of the United States gets a life-threatening illness. And you can't get a modicum of truth? Nothing? It's politicized immediately? What a disgrace. All right. So anything the White House would have done, anything, would have been criticized. So if they announced President Trump was being tested for COVID before the results came in, that would have been criticized. You're panicking people. They're spooking the markets, okay? So they announced afterward, no, you waited too long. Then he goes to the hospital. No. He should have come over and answered questions. The CNN White House correspondent actually said on the air, well, he didn't answer our questions. He's sick. Do you not understand that, Mr. Acosta? He's sick. He's going to the hospital via helicopter. Not going to come over to you to answer questions, because if he did, you would say, oh, he might have given me COVID. Right? Just an example of the insanity. Now, the White House, for its part, wanted to show Donald Trump as strong and not really affected by COVID, which was not the truth. I know Donald Trump. If it was just a little thing, he wouldn't be going to the hospital. So the White House wanted to do that, not give away too much. Stair step, what they tell the public. Now, you can decide whether that's good or bad. I would have liked to have more information. Okay, I didn't get it. And that allowed the anti-Trump media, the corporate media, to run wild. Now, the reason the White House did this is historical precedent. So let's go back to 1919. Woodrow Wilson is president. He has a tremendous stroke, his fourth stroke, all right? He's incapacitated, almost totally out of the box. Nobody knows. They kept it secret for 2 years that he even had the stroke. Amazing. FDR comes back from Yalta. He looks like he's dead. Nobody knows why. A few months later, he is dead. He was dying. But it was the end of World War II, and Washington wasn't going to tell Hitler and Tojo he was dying. Totally silent. Ronald Reagan. 2 months after his inauguration, he's shot, almost killed. Almost killed. Did you get that from the TV news reports at the time? No, you did not. They didn't run out and say, President Reagan's almost dead. Okay? Now, I chronicle what happened to Ronald Reagan in my book, Killing Reagan. I walk you through it. But it was a massive deception on the part of the Reagan people. They didn't level with the American people at all. Why? Because it wasn't good for the country. That's why. Now, I'm not saying it's the same thing with Donald Trump. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that there's precedent in the way the White House gives out information about a president. And it's not a deception in the sense that they're trying to harm you or mislead you. They're trying basically to keep the president in control. Because once the president loses control, then all hell breaks loose. Do we all understand this?
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. and you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Okay. Now, right now, as I talk to you, President Trump is fine. He's fine. Right? It's not the hysterical coverage you got all weekend long. I mean, I thought Major Garrett on CBS, I thought the man was going to have a heart attack. And I know him, and he's a good reporter. He was hyperventilating. They won't tell us. Yeah, okay. Do your job. And don't give me closest source, sources here, close to this. Don't give me any of that. I mean, I can go and make phone calls myself and get bull. Well, I think this is happening. You know, come on. So you basically had a situation that got out of control real fast. So Friday night it was announced. And by Saturday and Sunday, it was insane. I couldn't watch it. I mean, I saw clips and transcripts, but it was crazy. Then you had the hate, the haters. They rose up very, very fast. All right? MSNBC, the absolute worst. Go.
If he has to go through the coronavirus process, this is almost a nail in the coffin of his incompetence in handling the virus. And if that's the most important issue to voters, and it seems to be right now, this could be the death knell of a functional campaign by Donald Trump going forward.
And that's what that guy wants. So he politicizes it immediately because that's what MSNBC and NBC News and Comcast that owns NBC News, that's what they want. So that's what they're going to spit out. All of these people, the anchors and the program producers, they know what they're going to say. It's called POV, point of view. Whenever you have a guest, you get that. They know it. They knowingly put on haters. All right? Another example. The View. The most irresponsible, far-left piece of garbage in television history is run by ABC News, not entertainment. Disney. Let's see what The View had to say. Go.
We know that President Trump has not been transparent about his health in general, and he has admitted that he downplayed this virus so people wouldn't panic. Now, does this mean that he will downplay his own symptoms? How can we trust any of the information that is coming out of the White House?
Sonny, the sad truth is that we really can't trust at face value what comes out of the White House on this. I think we have to ask the questions, and we will continue to do so. We will try to verify all the answers that we get, but there's been so much misinformation that has gone out, you know, about the virus, about the pandemic, about things like voter suppression.
Voter suppression? What the deuce are you talking about? That's ABC News's primary White House correspondent who wrote a book hating Donald Trump. He wrote a book hating Donald Trump. When I worked for Peter Jennings, and I did for 2 years at ABC News, and the president was Rune Arledge, if I had written a book hating the current president of the United States, all right, if I had done that, I probably would have been fired, but I nowhere near would have covered any politics. He's the White House correspondent, this guy. What is he talking about? Voter suppression? What are you talking about? What does that have to do with President Trump having a virus? And the absolute worst is CNN's Jake Tapper. Go.
Many Americans are likely feeling both sympathy and anger today, emotions that don't necessarily mix well. Sympathy for all of those suffering, including President Trump, who remains at Walter Reed Medical Center. But also anger, because so much of all this pain could have been avoided.
All right, so Tapper hates Donald Trump, hates him, doesn't feel sympathy for him, isn't sad that president has COVID. He hates his guts. So this is a guy masquerading as a newsman who is a hater. He's no business being there. And then he says, all of this pain could have been avoided. How? How? Paris just shut down. England is banning groups of more than six. Spain is shutting down. Again. How could they have avoided this? How? Mr. Tapper, how? You can't avoid this. All right, quick break and back with a final thought on the president's illness. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. All right, final thought of the day. President Trump back in the White House. All right. So we got word during this taping that he's going back tonight. And that's good news, isn't it? I think it's good news, even if you don't like Trump. Even if you're a Democrat or a far-left loon. And being a Democrat and a far-left loon aren't the same thing. You loons know who you are. So I'm a type of guy that doesn't revel in people's pain, even enemies of mine. When they get hurt, I turn away. I'm not going to be a hypocrite and say that I'm brokenhearted, but I don't feel joy. I saw a lot of that feeling joy about Donald Trump getting COVID. I saw a lot of it. Some people tried to hide it, but others didn't. And I don't like where we are right now in this country. As I told you, I don't want the far left running the U.S. government, though I can't vote for Biden-Harris. I can't. I'm not endorsing anybody. I don't endorse, but I cannot vote for that ticket because I think they'll bring terrible harm to this country. So I want Donald Trump to be up and running. I hope he does better in the second debate. I don't think he maximized his potential in the first debate, to put it kindly. He could lose. If he does lose, it'll be because of COVID, but he could lose. I think the president's got to take stock over the next few days, got to get better, got to think about it. So that's where we are on October 5th. We appreciate you very much watching the No Spin News, and we'll see you again soon.